A new elder abuse service will be rolled out in the Kimberley from July as part of a national plan to crack down on the abuse of older Australians. The news has been welcomed by Wendy Carter of Kimberley Aged and Community Services. She says the financial abuse of the elderly is a major problem, including in the remote communities that her team of staff cover in the East Kimberley. And Wendy Carter told Claire Moody some older Australians on the aged pension are opting to go onto the cashless welfare card to make them less vulnerable to abuse.
Across Australia, they reckon 5 to 10% of older people are abused in some way, which is looking at a figure of 400,000 people. It's big.
How common do you think it is in the remote communities, which is where you mainly work?
I don't think that, they talk about the five different types of elder abuse, physical and sexual and financial and emotional and so forth. But for us, we've highlighted that financial abuse is the biggest problem. And of course, that can lead to physical abuse because if we get somebody who won't give up their card or won't give up the money, if they then get hit for it, well, that turns it from a persistent asking for money into financial abuse.
Can you give us some idea of what kind of examples of elder abuse you've witnessed?
Yes. Sadly, for instance, two of our staff in the East Kimberley team recently spent a whole day trying to help two older women who are here in Kununurra, which is not their home community. They're here because they're on dialysis. And both of them had been hit by another woman, younger and stronger than themselves, because they wouldn't hand over their cards or any money to her. So they spent all day taking them to the clinic for checking up, taking them to the police station. You know, they had to talk to the old people. It was the old ladies themselves who wanted to take this further and to make a statement. Our job is not to do things they don't want to, but in this situation, they clearly indicated that's what they wanted to do. We have other situations where old people are humbugged, threatened by their children, adult children, if they won't give them money on their pension day, that the children will suicide. You know, there's an awful lot of different examples, but they're all very sad. And yes, we're trying to do as much as we can to publicise to people who might not realise that this is not on.
What impact has the cashless card, its introduction in the East Kimberley had, do you think, on this problem?
Oh, I don't know that it's had any impact. But what we have done is where older people don't have to go on the Indu card, they then have the option, because they used to pay their bills with Centrepay, previously, they're used to budgeting that way. So we'll sit down with the older person and talk to them about their options. And one of those options, they can volunteer to go on the Indu card to prevent humbug or persuasion or threats of violence, if that might be the case.
Now, your staff have been trained in looking for the signs of this particular type of abuse, haven't they?
Well, yes, we have to look out for it and we have to report it. We have to talk to our line managers about it if we come across it. So we have a WA Country Health Service procedure which we need to follow. That is to identify signs, to assess dangers or risks, to provide support. For instance, just as I said to you before, we can't just march somebody along to the police station. We have to talk to them. They might not want to do that. And then we have to inform our line managers and document everything and make referrals to, you know, like Kimberley Community Legal Service or the Anglicare for counselling, whatever we can do.
Can you give us an idea of what you think the scale of this is, what the scale of the problem is in the communities that you go to?
Well, I can say that the Australian Law Reform Commission of Inquiry in 2016 and 17, which was the largest public inquiry into elder abuse in Australia ever, so they did extensive consultations. They figured that, you know, financial abuse is the largest problem when you're talking about abuse of older people. And, you know, just as across Australia, it's out there in the communities we work in as well. So I'm not sure that it's any more than other parts of Australia, but I am sure that there's a lot of people in the communities whose homes, you know, they may live in the lounge room and in a house that's falls below minimum standards. You know, it's really hard for people who are paying shop prices of double or three times what we might pay in Kununurra, let alone Perth. You know, there is more poverty. There's no public transport. There's a lot of issues involved in living in communities, as much as there's a lot of cultural strength and, you know, people who are very happy living on country and living with that culture. There's also issues involved in the difficulties of being out in community. We would like more to be done at an institutional level. And certainly the banks have had training programs. It was Anna Bligh who's heads up the Australian Banking Network, made announcements about instituting training in all banks across Australia to identify things which may be going wrong. And our staff have to be on the alert. We had one lady who was telling us that she wasn't getting any Centrelink. So one of our staff members checked with Centrelink, and sure enough, the money was going in every Thursday night or whatever it was. But then when she checked with the bank on behalf of this old lady or with this old lady, it turns out that someone in Perth was going in online every Thursday midnight and taking that money out. So, you know, the situations where old people are very vulnerable. This old lady knew she wasn't getting any money, but she just thought that Centrelink wasn't paying her, but it was.
That's Wendy Carter of Kimberley Aged and Community Services speaking to Claire Moody.